Shalom uvracha, peace and blessings to you, beloved one. You know, one of Paul's outstanding characteristics is that he begins his letters almost identically every time with these words, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Chesed, grace or peace, kindness, grace and peace, shalom to you. And many of us know that word shalom, it means completeness. And then he continues on. I'm reading specifically now today, beloved friend, from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 3. Paul continues there, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and of all comfort. And we're going to be focusing on comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction. Have you ever noticed in your life that sometimes when you're going through the hardest time circumstantially, you've gone through a great loss, you're grieving something, something has happened that's upended your life. Have you ever noticed that during those times when our world gets turned upside down, that the peace of God is all that more profound? I remember years ago as a Jewish person being thrown out of my house. Really, it was because of my faith in Jesus at the end of the day that caused such a division and chaos in my family. Being a Jewish person, as many of you know, it's anathema in the Jewish community for a Jew to believe in Jesus. I was kicked out of my house. And the next day, when I looked at the world, I can't even explain it. It was supernatural. It was like the entire world was bathed in a blanket of peace. Somehow God just rewired my entire nervous system, my entire psyche, so that when I looked outside that next day, it was like there was a blanket of God's peace over it all. So I want to encourage you and I today. We don't know what we're going to face in the future. We don't know what difficulties there may be, but I want to tell you this. God's grace to you is unchanging, and He will always comfort you regardless of what you're going through so that you'll be able not only to endure but to come out the other side triumphant. You are more than a victor in Christ Jesus and Messiah Yeshua. I love you. This is Rabbi Schneider. You know, you might have a friend that needs to hear this message. Maybe you should pass it on if God leads you. God bless you and shalom.